This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly paying attention, being involved, being engaged. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. On I think Twitter, it's at Real Joe Messina. You know, we've been fighting social media for a long time. So I just do the best. I do the best I can with what I got, as they say. But I do appreciate your input. I do appreciate the time that you're involved with the conversations. And Dr. Gerard Lamiro is going to join us shortly after the first break. And we're going to, you know, really talk about what's going on. I don't want to say with people, but with Trump's approval rating. How are people perceiving him? How are they seeing him? And when you see the rallies every night, you know, it's easy for us as supporters, if you would, to say, oh, yeah, look, there are people. Look what they're doing. They're coming out. But where were they in the elections? You know, it's great to come out to that kind of thing, but where were they in the elections? Will they come out for 2020? Will they actually make a difference? And when you think about this, over 50% of Americans polled said they are doing better now than they were last year. Almost 69% of those same people believe they're going to do better next year. Americans' optimism about finances are way up. Consumer confidence is way up. So I always say, I mean, again, you've got to look at these things. That's not real English. Was it? Was it like that under Obama? Were people that happy? Were people that excited about working, excited about or knowing they were still going to have their job? Seriously, some people don't know. From day to day to day, they just don't know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And when people do go to work, part of the confidence, if you would, that we talk about on a regular basis is believing they still have their job next week, next month, next year. That's what allows them to enter into long-term contracts. That's what allows them to decide to buy that house, buy the car. So consumer confidence is up as well. Job, the hourly rates, compensation is creeping up. And I do mean creeping up. I'm not going to say that it's skyrocketing, because it's not. For 2 years out, the president's not in bad shape right now. And I want you to think about something. All the negative news, all the constant, the barrage of negativity aimed at the president, from the Democrat legislators all the way up to the media, it's not working. Is it? It's not pulling him down. It's not pounding on him to the point where he doesn't have a chance. By the way, for those of you who were listening earlier, I have yet to receive a pizza recipe. And don't copy one off of, like, food.com. com. I'm not interested. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. Some of you have, and we'll get to more when Dr. Lomero comes on. We'll get to more on Trump's approval numbers and what's that really mean. The FDA is failing your kids big time. Now, I know a lot of you are very happy that the kids got the e-cigarettes or the vape devices or what have you. But you know that teen smoking, real cigarettes, is on the rise. It had taken a nosedive. It was going away. It was, you know, it wasn't the thing to do anymore. It wasn't cool anymore. There were just a small group of kids doing it. But in the advent of e-cigarettes and the vape devices, smoking's on the rise again. It's disgusting and it's wrong. The American Lung Association gives the federal agency and the individual state governments very, very poor marks when it comes to, putting out tobacco prevention programs. That's part of what all those... Remember when they... Some of you will remember. Some of you won't have a clue. But they fined the tobacco industry billions and billions of dollars because of the ads, because they could prove that they were targeting kids and that kind of stuff. And they told them what they were going to have to do to fix it. I'm not so sure they did when you look at the numbers. The Lung Association went on to say the federal government is failing to act to protect our kids. And if you look at it, it could lead to potential addiction. This is from the 17th Annual State of Tobacco Control Report. Tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death and disease in the nation. It kills almost 500,000 people in the United States each year. Another 16 million are living with a tobacco-related disease. And you and I, probably in most cases, are paying for this. Some of the harshest criticism is reserved for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They received an F from this group. Right? Because they haven't done anything. They haven't checked into any of this. They haven't looked at anything. Haven't pushed for any more preventative type of advertising or what have you. And for those of you who let your kids vape, or maybe you vape yourself, you need to go look into that as well. Look, here's the bottom line. Your lungs were designed, for those of you who believe in God, your lungs were designed for one thing. Anybody? Bingo! Pure, clean oxygen. Not water vapors. Not smoggy air. Not smoke. Just pure, clean oxygen. So don't be surprised when you're doing the vaping, that you come down with something. They haven't tested it long enough. Dr. Lomero joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Before we go on here, before I bring the guest on, I got to tell you something. I just saw over my shoulder that Mitch McConnell, and don't get me wrong, I think this is a great idea. Mitch McConnell is going to bring the Green Plan to the floor for a vote, and I think that that is just wonderful. And I'll tell you why. Because you're going to see who's going to vote on this. You're going to see who actually believes in this green garbage that's going on. And I have no other way to put it. When you actually read it, if you would actually take a few minutes to read it and not do the whole thing with the party lines and all that garbage, but actually read it and look at it, it's probably the first time I have some real serious respect for McConnell bringing it to the floor and having the Dems vote yay on this green. It's a green energy scam. It's not even a green a bill or whatever. Anyway, let me bring on Dr. Gerard Lomero, and I've had him on several times. I mean, I love the guy. I love having him on the show with me. And Dr. Lomero, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I love being on with you. I love your show, and I think you do a great job.
Well, thank you. That makes three of you. You know, my wife and my mother too. let's talk a little bit about, you know, you just wrote a piece about Trump's approval rating being at 52% and after the State of the Union. First, you haven't been on since the State of the Union. Give me the highlights for you. What were the high points that they cannot take away from him?
Oh gosh, that was a fantastic speech. He was Reagan-esque in the sense that he had people laughing who were his enemies. I think that was interesting. He also called out the left in lots of different ways. He called out the fact that they're pushing socialism and that we will never accept socialism, but he's in touch with the American voter and the American people. Americans don't want to give up their freedom. They don't want socialism. That is one of the most historic parts of that speech, was his discussion on socialism.
Did you find it interesting, though, how did the Dems, in all good conscience, sit on their hands when he said we will never be a socialist nation? And they really believe, they must really believe deep down inside, that that's how the rest of the country thinks.
Well, they may think that, but you know what? If they do, they're deluded. they suffer from delusional dreams and fantasies all the time. That's what they thought about Hillary Clinton winning in 2016. That was delusional. And they read all the polls that were off and took them as gospel truth. And, you know, that's the way they think. They think they're right, the American people and the voters are wrong. And if somebody gets elected they don't like, then they think it's the voters' fault for not understanding who the best person is, the socialist.
I would love that too, right? And you're exactly right about that. All right, so let's just get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, 52%, but having a bump at the State of the Union is not, you know, it's normal, is it not?
Well, first of all, he went in with 48%, which was very high to go into State of the Union, and he bumped up 4% to 52%. That is an incredible bounce. That may be unprecedented. I have to look back at all the records, but that is a huge bump into the 52% range. And by the way, that's based on Rasmussen Reports polling, which is not up to what my forecast models are at. My forecast model says his approval rating is actually now 55%. So I still think they're a little bit low.
Wow. Okay. I got to go by what you said.
He is doing great.
Well, he's doing great for us. Are you back to believing that a lot of the information that we're getting, a lot of the, I won't say polling, because I know you don't you don't do polling, and we'll explain to them what you're doing in a minute. You do modeling.
The polling, I still think. I've gone through some recent polls since the beginning of the year, several polls. I went in the in-depth numbers, and I really think they're doing it wrong.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. You also say in your piece, go ahead.
I was going to say they consistently are undercutting the numbers for Trump. I don't know if it's on purpose or if they're just making flaws professionally. These people are educated in polling. They shouldn't make big mistakes, but I think they're wrong. I don't think they're catching the American voters.
Well, look, I don't disagree with you, but I don't know who they're calling. You and I talked about this during the break. It depends on who they call, how they ask the question, how many times they ask the question. You've got some numbers up on your piece about 50% of Americans think that they're better off than last year, and about 69% of Americans think that they'll be better off next year. And consumer confidence is up. So you're right.
I'm sorry.
That's all
right. I'm jumping in because I'm excited like you are. American optimism about finances is literally at a record high level. And you know what? The bottom line is presidential reelections depend on the economy or war. If we're at war, that's one thing. We're not at war. And so the most important variable is always going to be the economy. And the economy is booming, even though the mainstream media tries to ignore it or downplay it. But 3.6 to 3.7% unemployment, record high numbers of participation in the economy. I can go on and on and on for the rest of your show and list all the things that are good about the economy. People know it. They have a sense of it. And they are excited. They're confident. They feel good. They no longer feel like, you know, that those last years, the Obama administration, where we're supposed to get rid of, you know, used to no growth. They don't buy that anymore. They found out that Trump can change the economy. They're thrilled with him.
Well, let me ask you, now the deal, you know, it looks like it's coming through. He's not going to get exactly what he wants to get. Can I ask you a question? And I know you don't do polling, you do the modeling, and I don't know, you know, based on your modeling, would shutting down the government a second time, with him sticking to his guns, help or hurt him?
Oh, I think the last time it helped him. I think that's why he got to 48% before the State of the Union.
Interesting.
I think it's helping him. I think the American people are the happiest when he's fulfilling his promises. And I think the reason for that is that most of them, the vast majority of Americans, really want a safe country. They don't want MS-13 gang members slipping over the border.
Right.
You know, there was a drug interdiction last week.
We're going to go to a break. Okay. I want you to hold that. I want you to talk about it on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. That's right. Trump has a 52 or 55% approval rating. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being. And I mean, seriously, I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad you're part of the conversation. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. It's really that simple. That's all there is to it. Let me bring him on with me. I've got Dr. Gerard Lomero on with me. He's an author and a speaker and... He's on more radio and TV shows than I could probably lay out in the next hour. And he's written a book called More Great. It was written several books, but his latest one, More Great News for America. You got to go grab the book. It'll set you up for the next one. I'm sure he's coming out with soon. I can't imagine he's been sitting on his hands this long. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
With you, and by the way, so far my count for shows this year, I'm booked on 49 shows.
Wow.
So far.
Yeah. I'm trying to get booked on one. Can you help me out?
I know a few hosts.
But you were starting to go down the road. You know, last week we had one of the largest, well, say drug busts, if you would, at the border. Could have done some real damage to Americans.
Right. Right. Last week we had a drug shipment caught by our people, by the guards at the entrance, you know, and they found enough doses of fentanyl to kill 50 million Americans in one shipment. That's how much there was. But they caught it, they interdicted it, and we're protected by the people at the border. And anybody who wants to get rid of the Border Patrol or anyone who wants to get rid of ICE are absolutely fools.
Well, you know, it's really funny. You know, AOC and others, they want to do away with ICE because they don't help. And then Nancy Pelosi, which is really funny. I don't know how she's going to back out of this one. But she says, you know, 90% of the drugs are caught at the border by the ICE agents. Okay. So Nancy says they have to be at the border. She's got a group of Democrats saying we have to get rid of them. They just don't understand. Matter of fact, I don't think most of those people elected these days really understand the Constitution. Or even understand what our different departments do they? They're very uneducated.
No, I think they are. I think they're only about one thing, power. They're inconsistent. They don't have principles they stand on. They flip-flop all the time depending on the political situation. And I'll tell you, back in 2015, I first predicted the end of the Democratic Party as we know it. I think it's been going through the evolution and the destruction of the party. I think right now they're putting the finishing touches on the end of this party because they are turning off all sorts of people. We had criticizing AOC today. Some of the unions that you would think would be supporting Democrats, they're just totally turned off on it because they said their membership wants to eat. They don't want to lose their jobs. We know, for example, there's at least 10 million with just one plank in her platform that if it comes to pass, we'll lose 10 million jobs. Those union members don't want to lose their jobs. And look at Bill Gates, not exactly a pinnacle of conservative thought. And he just basically called out AOC and says, I'm not quoting him exactly, but essentially, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And he should know.
I would have put it more succinctly if I was him and just said, look, she's an idiot. Don't listen to her. It would have been that simple for me.
Well, I think some people are using that term.
Yeah, well, look, you're right. There's a lot on the left. You know, when you have Anderson Cooper doing an interview and he's scratching his head trying to figure out what you're saying, that's a problem. He can't even help you out. You know what I'm saying? He can't even jump in to help you out because he doesn't understand what you're saying. It's hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you, I think she's the greatest spokesman for the Democratic Party because I think she's putting it out of business. They're looking like fools. I mean, anybody gets into the depth. I heard people saying, oh, yeah, you know, I like Medicare for all. But you mean there's a price? We're going to have rationing for our surgery? Oh, I'm going to have to wait 6 months like in Canada for surgery? They don't like that.
No. No, they don't, but they don't think it through. Look at, when you think of the green bill that she put on the table, there are green rules. First of all, there's nothing new in that package. I mean, there's some new crazy stuff, like, you know, getting all buildings retrofitted to be green in the country.
And getting rid of all cows. How do I get my hamburger?
It'll be synthetically made. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, if what's his name, Booker, becomes president, he's going to push veganism on everybody. We'll have no religion, but we'll have a food called, we'll have veganism as our mainstay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, just what we need.
Oh, it's silliness at its finest. It's getting to the point where they're going to tell us what to eat, what to watch, what we can believe in, what we can't believe in. I just don't understand why the Dems, and I'm talking about rank and file Democrats, haven't popped yet. I mean, really
well,
come out loud.
A lot of them have swallowed the red pill, and it continues to happen. They are basically ruining this party if it had any semblance of reality. They are ruining it.
But this is definitely not
nothing like the JFK of years ago.
Yeah, but this isn't even, look at, let's give him some credit. This isn't even like Jimmy Carter's Democratic Party, is it?
No. And he was bad enough.
Yep.
Now, these people are just playing off the deep end, and the American people are aware of it. And all the Republicans have to do if they want to start winning every election by a landslide is point it out. And unfortunately, a lot of Republicans, who are no longer in office, by the way, were these establishment Republicans. They're so afraid of saying anything. They want to be loved by the media, and the media will never love them.
Oh, no.
John McCain wanted to be loved by the media. Forget it. They're not going to love them unless you're a socialist radical. And as you know, we have, and I'm talking about we, the American people, have been getting rid of the establishment Republicans. That's why 49 of them in the previous House, which was controlled by the Republican Establishment Party, okay, they're not back. They either retired, resigned, or did not win re-election. A lot of the Democrats that are in there is because the Republicans refused to let them stay. They would not go out of their way to vote for them. Even though they supported Trump, they did not support establishment Republicans who were working against Trump. They got rid of 49 of them. There are 30 new people in the House that are pro-Trump. And you know what? There's a whole bunch of districts that are going to flip on a dime when a conservative runs against a socialist. Oh, it's going to be fun in 2020.
Yeah, well,
we should start planning the victory party now.
Well, here in California, the Republican Party, I think, is dead, but for totally different reasons. I think it's dead, personally, because they're going down a whole different road. They're actually moving more towards the Democrat Party. They're more looking at, identity politics. They're looking at African-American females to fill positions. They're looking for, gay people or lesbian people to fill positions. They're going, wait a minute, why not just look for the proper person? Look for the right person for the job, and then when you find the right person for the job, if they happen to be an African American, if they happen to be a female, whatever they happen to be, they happen to be. But we shouldn't use that first as an identifier to go looking for someone. That's going to kill them.
Of course. The reason the Republican Party has done poorly and lost the House, was the fact that they wanted to follow this Democrat-lite philosophy. Well, it just doesn't work.
No.
The media doesn't love them. The media doesn't support them when they try to be make-believe Democrats. And even the Democratic Party is moving away from them. They're becoming all straight out. Some of them are communists. Some of them are socialists. Some of them are outright Marxists. A lot of them are cultural Marxists. But all of them are not in the mainstream. They need to move to where the voters are and stop trying to emulate the Democrats that are on the way out of business.
No, like I said, they're so afraid of losing their seats. They're so afraid of certain things that they won't just come out and hold their ground and really tell you what they think and what they believe. And I'm kind of with you. I think the biggest reason that lost so many seats was they didn't come out and talk about who. Look, you don't have to wrap your arms around Trump and give him a lip lock. You can just talk about his policy. Talk about the policies that you're behind, that you agree with, that you believe are good for the country. You're going to find out that most of them line up.
Most of them do. And some of these polls that they use to come up with other conclusions are just plain wrong, in my opinion.
Well, we're going to go for a quick break. You can give us more of your opinion on the other side. Joe Messina, your host.
Okay.
Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Really, seriously. Heat up your coffee. Come on back in the room. All right. It looks like, I don't know how he's going to pull it off, but it's almost like Trump
is... Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game, I got a nighttime camera. TV. But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Before we get lost in the conversation, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's written several books. He's been a guest on many, many, many shows. He's written the latest book, More Great News for America, a book that you need to pick up. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, I'm always enjoy the show. It's great talking with you.
Well, good. I appreciate that. So how do people find you? How do they find your book? How do they get on your list and or at least check out your website so they can check out your the stuff that you post on a regular basis?
Great News for America all one word, greatnewsforamerica.com. And that is the name of my fourth book. And there's also my fifth book out, More Great News for America. But, you know, my first three are all like classics and continue to sell. You know, Renewing America's Heritage of Freedom, I think it's a really great book on what freedom is and what you need to have a free country. So all the books are there. I have about, what?
Do people even know anymore? I mean, when you talk about freedom and that kind of stuff nowadays, people have different perceptions of what that means.
Well, if they've gone through the K through 12 and colleges and universities, they've got a good chance they didn't learn it. Some people learn it on their own. Some people are homeschooled. And then, by the way, my web site has about 160 web pages and posts. And posts are like full-page articles.
Right.
So there's a lot of information on the website. And all my books in print are on Amazon. So that's five books print and five books Kindle on Amazon, and so they can look around at them there too.
Well, great. And really, people, you need to grab his readings, you need to hop up on his website, take a look at what he's got going on, and check out his Facebook page. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Now, I want to get back to, again, what you're looking about, what's going on at the border. You're looking at what's going on in our legislative process here, Cuomo. See, I think the abortion laws and a few of the other things that they're doing, what they're doing with immigration, what they're doing at the border, I think these are all nails in the coffin of the Democrats. Although, what I read, I'm not so sure that's true. Tell me what you think.
I think they are. Because the more they alienate the mainstream voter, the more difficult it's going to be to maintain power. Unless they just outright steal every election. But I think if the Republicans wake up, they're going to figure out they can't allow a lot of elections to be stolen, because they need to be vigilant. Because some of these people look like they're trying to pull off shenanigans, or at least they're very suspicious circumstances. I don't want to call somebody a criminal unless they have hardcore evidence or they've been convicted by a court. But some of the things that happen in the election do not look on the up and up. So I'll leave it at that. But I do think, to answer your question, that the things the Democrats are doing are basically putting themselves out of business, because they're further and further distancing themselves from mainstream voters.
Yeah, they really perceive or believe that the average American voter is more and more liberal / progressive. They, you know, it's funny how they coined some of these terms. What can be bad about being progressive, right? We all want to be progressive. We don't want horses anymore. We moved into cars. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's progressiveness, isn't it?
Well, but people have to know the definition of progressive. And maybe your listeners know that because they're smart, because they're listening to you. But progressive, for the average person who doesn't know it, means progressing to socialism. That's what it is. It's progressive socialism, meaning you get more and more and more. And then once you hit socialism, then you go for totalitarianism. And they get more and more demanding. You get less and less freedom. You become poorer and poorer. And then you're eating dog food with the folks in Venezuela.
You're not walking the dog anymore. Now you're eating the dog. And grandma's starting to look good, too, at some point in time. I mean, really, this is how sick it gets. Actually, I was reading an article that they were leaving bodies of family members by City Hall for City Hall to bury some of these people. And, you know, when it gets that bad that you're actually, like, abandoning dead relatives, that's a real problem. And I'm surprised how many people just don't see that.
It's, you know, it's terrible poverty. I mean, it's sad. Sad poverty. A country that had a lot of resources and they let it run into the ground. And how did it get that way? One word: socialism.
Yeah.
And it's just like North Korea. It's like Cuba. It's like the other socialist utopias that are poverty-stricken basket cases.
But you know, they've never implemented it properly. Don't you know that? That's what I always hear from people, right?
Yeah.
They've never implemented
it properly.
How many
times it fails? It's funny how many times it fails. And by the way, some of the European countries that have some socialist programs and that are not socialists. They might be considered hampered capitalism because of regulations, but they're fundamentally cap- capitalist, or else they wouldn't have any money.
Well, they're hybrid.
To even eat food.
A lot of them are hybrid, right? I mean, part of each.
Well, we call that in economics hampered capitalism, meaning it's a type of capitalism. It's a market economy that is hindered. It's held back. There are a lot of problems with it, but at least they've got food.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day about the 100 years of failed socialism, and you would think, with all that history, with all that information, that people can't figure this out, that people haven't taken the time. But then again, when you see the interviews on college campuses across the country, you're not well, I'm not. You tend not to be surprised anymore once you actually see this stuff. It's just amazing to me.
And that's why the socialists, the Marxists, and the communists on college campuses have to shout down any conservatives. They can't allow the truth to come on campuses because people will no longer believe them. They basically try to control the thought that people have, that the kids have in college, because they can't allow the truth to be said, or people start questioning socialism.
That's why they start
shouting down every conservative. They can't afford to debate. They always lose a debate. And that's because they're wrong. And you can prove them wrong theoretically in economics and also practically with the data in economics. Socialism does not hold up as a viable system.
Yeah, what's funny with economics is I've gotten into these arguments with people, again, just in basic economics alone, and it is just interesting to hear that everything happening now is happening because of President Obama's policies that he put in place. It just took a while for it to move through. You hear the arguments that they have. It's just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've studied for years economic data, and even though my PhD is in modeling, I have roughly the equivalent of a PhD in economics, too, because that was one of the things I wanted to really understand, and you have to study it. And so I have an incredible library on economics, and I have studied inside and out, and the data is rock solid, and socialism loses every time.
Yeah, again, I don't see how the professors are selling this, except that the young minds are so pliable. And I get on the case of my parents all the time. They go, look, you guys need to pay attention to what your kids are learning in school. Whether they're going to college or not, a community college or whatever, talk to them about what their professors are talking to them about. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're killing us.
Right.
You know? At least
right.
That's my
Let me give you an example of university education. So I used to work in industry. You probably know that.
Yep.
When I worked in the industry, I was a hiring manager because I was a manager of people, among other things. And I remember interviewing a new graduate, I believe it was one of the Ivy League schools, with a bachelor's degree in economics. So the first thing, because I love economics, I would ask somebody like that is, what's your favorite economics book that you read in college? I mean, they just got a four-year degree. And I remember this 20-something said to me, I didn't read one economics book in college. I said, you got a college degree in economics? You didn't read one book? He said, no, our professors didn't make us read any books.
Oh, my God.
So how are they going to know economics if they haven't read any book in the field?
I would love to ask people, would you drive over a bridge that an engineer had built and never read a book? Just listen to what the teacher said. Would you do it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think AOC... her degree was at Boston College, maybe. I'm not sure.
No,
I don't
want to
blame them
college.
On her. But somebody, I guess, East Coast College, she got her degree in economics. And she sure doesn't know much economics based on what she said.
I let you ramble on. Quick, where do they find your writing?
GreatNewsForAmerica.com.
Great. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. You know, head up to the website, realside.com, give me your email address. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.